Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We have a husband and wife team with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. They're doing something very special. Wes Lyon and Katie Lyon, husband and wife, new parents, small business owners, entrepreneurs extraordinaire, and they're here to tell us an amazing story. Wes Lyon, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks so much. We're really glad to be here. Appreciate you having us on.
Good to have you here. Katie Lyon, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having us.
So you guys are in Charleston, South Carolina, and a while back, you experienced something that changed your life, right? You decided to start a small business. Wes, what do you think?
Yeah, it certainly did, Jim. Really, more than anything, where sort of the idea came from is the American flags that we were flying in the front of our home kept getting all, like, ripped and tangled and tattered and mildewed super easily. We've got some tough elements here down on the coast of
right.
South Carolina, and we took a look at that one day and realized that we wanted to make a change and make an impact in that area.
So, Katie, you bought a product. It was a bad product. It didn't last. It wasn't a good value, and that prompted you to say, "We can do this. We can do this better."
That's right. Yeah, we were frustrated with a lot of our purchases we were having, especially on Amazon or big box stores. A lot of these flags would just quickly
right.
deteriorate. And more than anything, that really frustrated us, where they're often made overseas. That just didn't really sit right with us.
That was the bird under your blanket, wasn't it?
It was. It sure was. Yes,
yeah.
sir.
And I'll say, even if they were made domestically, a lot of times they were made out of, let's say, subpar or cheap materials, and it almost felt like they were sort of spit out of a big machine thousands at a time. And so
right.
the idea there was to kind of bring a little bit more craft and attention to detail and kind of meticulous care back to flag making.
So had either one of you, and you got a partner in Max Berry. I'm assuming
yes,
he's an old friend of yours. So had either one of you run a business before?
Yes, I had before. I had a business where I sold things actually with e-commerce. I was
uh-huh.
selling kitchen supplies,
mm-hmm.
And that was doing pretty well, but I was definitely ready for a change and kind of really kind of break out with more of a brand,
mm-hmm.
and we both definitely saw an opportunity in that.
So you already knew how to buy low, sell high, and keep track. You already knew the three major steps of being in business: buy low, sell high, and keep track. And so, Wes, did you have experience, or were you trusting your entrepreneurial wife?
I was mainly trusting her, Jim, which
Smart
wasn't
man.
A bad thing. No,
smart man.
I was in corporate America, actually working in higher education technology. Believe it or not, but I'll say more than anything, Jim, I always knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. Wanted
right.
to be my own boss and kind of start something from the ground up. So for me, it was more of something that, you know, I was kind of burning the midnight oil on, certainly nights and weekends. And it was like that, Jim, for probably 2 or 3 years before I was able to make the full-time leap on this.
So a couple of things there. You brought with you some organizational scale background, which is important. You need that. If you've only been... a sole proprietor, which I have been myself in the past, you don't have the scale perspective, but you do have the, you know, the instincts and the grit to make it happen on your own. And then of course Wes brings to the table this concept of scale, the perspective of scale. But he also said something that was pretty funny there, Katie. He said he wanted to be his own boss. I just wanted you to know how impressed I am that you still let him think that. So good for you.
co-boss, Jim. We're co-bosses.
Yeah. I've heard that before too, Wes. Keep up that. Hope that works out for you. So, all right. The company is called Allegiance Flag Supply. Give us the website.
It's
showallegiance.com,
Jim.
Look at that stereo, folks. They got it down pat. So you've got Wes Lyon. I'm sorry, you got Max Berry. Wes is your partner. How long have you known him?
Yeah. Well, it's a funny story, Jim. I've known him since about 2013. We were in the MBA program at College of Charleston down here in downtown Charleston, South Carolina, together. I told Katie, you know, hey, I met this guy. He's a good buddy, or becoming a good buddy of mine in my class. And she goes, what's his name? I'm like, his name is Max Berry. And she goes, I went to middle school with Max Berry. We were really good friends back in middle school. All of a sudden, I sort of reconnected them. They hadn't seen each other in forever. And, you know, now we've been in business together for years. And we're great friends and great partners.
Well, that's great. Well, and that's a whole other dynamic. I mean, you guys got two different challenging partnership dynamics going on there, and maybe three, you know, that's a tough one. I mean, partners are tough as it is. And my wife and I work together, so I know how that is. And I learned to say yes, ma'am, an awful lot. So, all right, let's your products. Well, I want to talk about the products in the next segment, but folks, it's Allegiance Flag Supply, showallegiance.com. Is that the website?
Yes, sir.
And give us a real quick, Katie, give us a quick commercial on the how the flag is made. 30 seconds.
Sure. So we really set out to make the highest quality flag. So in doing so, you certainly need the highest quality materials and highest quality sewing processes.
What's it made of? What's the material? What material is it made of?
All of our flags are made with a 200 denier nylon. So it's really called the elephant hide of nylon. So it's light enough.
It's got a good base.
They
got spinners, so your flag spins around the flagpole. It's awesome, and showallegiance.com is where you can find them, the book, the flags, and you can buy them right there. We're going to come right back and talk some more about this after the break with Katie and Wes Lyon. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.